Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Warning. Warning.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Special teams, f***ing joke.
What an opportunity.
Go Tigers!
Just a matter of time. She's not lonely.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Okay, we apologize.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
Ooh-wee.
Girl, do something else.
All right, nice to have you along here. Club on a Thursday.
Yeah, I feel you there, bud.
I'm your host. Ugh. Yeah, 1-0 Mariners. Looking good, buddy.
Let's go.
Let's go. Man. Didn't we just talk about this yesterday? The overuse of let's go.
And we're still doing it.
I know. It's like, it's just, you can't even help it.
It's one of those ticks. It's like,
yes.
Or like. It really is.
It is.
You're like, we gotta stop doing this. And
maybe we don't.
It's impossible.
We've got a couple time wasters, clock chewers coming up, clock eaters, as we like to call them.
I like wasting time.
But first, back to our story from last night. We failed to get to this, but if you've been reading about WestJet and what they're doing, they have some jets that they have revamped. They're being modernized.
Okay.
737-8 MAX and 737-800 aircraft. 43 in all. They're going to do like this. And what they have done, this is at WestJet, like I said, there will be a premium cabin with 12 seats, and they recline. They will have the most legroom in this premium cabin. Travelers who take advantage of this option will have their own coat hook. Always love a good coat hook. I think it's important.
Actually, that's highly
underrated.
Underrated on planes, at bars.
When
you go to a bar.
Look under the bar.
Well, and then not only under the bar, but the good ones now, like the big, you know, little tables, the rounds or whatever you call them, if they have hooks under those now, too. It's like, dude, we need these.
Whatever happened to the good old-fashioned coat check, you know? Where you have some hot there, she gives you a little ticket, you give her $5.
I mean,
that's onto your coat.
If that happens at events.
Maybe slips her number in there.
But, well,
you know,
I've never seen that, but like I go to the Schnitz and I can get that done.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Ooh, is that a leadoff double?
Yeah, Kiner Falefa.
Kiner Falefa plays for the Blue Jays?
He does.
Oh, God.
Cast
no wonder
randos.
They're down in this series.
Shut up, man. They're going to listen
what?
To you, and they're
going
to
that gonna guy
be...
sucks. He just doubled, though, so maybe he doesn't.
Doesn't suck that much, yeah.
He seems like the type of guy the Royals would go get. Hit
yeah.
212.
He fits into there. Yeah. You guys got Adam Frazier after we were done with him, so.
Exactly.
exactly
my point. Anyway, there is a snack tray built into the seat, comes out of the arm. Passengers can store their device in a special holder and charge it using the AC plug socket or the USB-C port. On the last row is a privacy feature that separates the section from the other cabins. You know, they have like the little curtain
yeah.
that somehow separates first class from... It's well, just so stupid.
This old Jerry Seinfeld joke. Well, maybe if you had worked a little harder, yeah. I wouldn't have to do this. It's like, that's just...
Don't look in here.
Yeah, you can't see what's happening behind the curtain. Like, okay, you're popping a bottle of crappy wine. Cool.
Boy, that's so true. But at least it's free.
No.
And they give you an actual glass of
wine. No, you do not have to pay. Yeah.
But it is crappy wine.
Well, and I did very, very nice flight attendant when my wife and I were flying back from a terrible event. It was her uncle's funeral that we had to fly back east for. And the first class flight attendant gave us a bottle to take home. So I will always appreciate
her. What was
her.
It? What kind of wine did they
Some
have?
Kind of Pinot. I don't think it was more than a couple of years yeah. old. But, you know, I liked it. I was sipping it the whole way home.
The thing to do now is get get the straightaway cocktails on there.
Oh,
they have them on Alaska.
The little cans.
They have little cans. Yeah, they have old fashioned and a margarita.
Yeah, a little coffee, a martini too.
An espresso martini. Yeah,
actually,
let's go
on our honeymoon. The flight attendant beautifully gifted us a couple of those because you know.
Oh, nice.
We were just. I wasn't trying to get anything. I was just like so excited. I was like, it's our honeymoon, and yeah, she brought us a little care package that had those in it.
The espresso martinis?
Yes, and the margarita, yes. Espresso martini and a marg.
Fantastic.
It was amazing.
I'd love hearing that.
Yeah. I do like Alaska. That's one of my...
Alaska's good.
I wish that out of Portland, if we're talking flights here, and I know I want to get to this WestJet story, but like, dude, offer more lay-down first-class options, please, out of Portland. I am so sick...
Wait. What does that mean? Lay-down what?
Lay-down first-class. Not like just...
Lay-down first-class?
Yes.
Like lay your seat all the way down?
Yes, like I can sleep for 6 hours on a red-eye.
Well, isn't that only for, like, international flights?
No, it's out of L.A., out of San Francisco, out of Seattle, out of Boston, New York, or Orlando, or Dallas. Big airports have a lot of intercontinental... First class lay down seats, but
oh,
dude,
I didn't know that.
Portland just gets freaking forgotten about.
Yeah, we get nothing.
Well, like, you know the Mint JetBlue first class?
No.
Okay, it's one of the better options and one of the cheaper, more accessible options for just everybody if you're trying to fly first class in the U.S.
JetBlue?
Yeah, the Mint JetBlue. They only do Mint seats, though, out of Seattle here. Like, so you can't...
What's a Mint seat?
It's a first-class lay-down seat.
You're blowing my mind here. Yes. I didn't know... I don't know any of this.
So JetBlue...
I'm just an economy guy. I'm a man of the people.
Bro, it's...
I'm back there with the plebes and the peasants.
No, it's actually... You don't have to be on JetBlue. It's an accessible price. You just have to find the right flight. But none of them fly lay-down first-class out of Portland. So that's...
I don't think... Do we even... Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
The same guy? The same one? Dude, he's the nine hitter.
Yeah, that's no good. Oh, he threw something. Well, yeah, Andrés Giménez just hit a two-run home run for the Jays. Sorry, I'm not laughing at the Mariners' plight. I'm laughing at Schultzy over here. He's pacing.
I gotta come get new headphones. I'll be right. Yeah.
Did you break them?
Yeah, I gotta go cry.
He's coming in here. He's got to get new headphones. Yeah, boy. Listen, I know the feeling, okay? I get it. I absolutely get it. It's only the third inning, though, so let's get you some Valium. Yeah, Andrés Giménez, the nine hitter for the Jays. He hit a home run last night, and he hit another one. Now 2-1 Blue Jays. So anyway, yeah, so that's the premium seats on these new WestJet redesigns. The recline on chairs in the standard economy class is fixed, so you cannot recline in the standard economy class, and so you have to pay extra to get a reclining seat. And I gotta tell you, I don't think a lot of people will do that. Now, I will pay extra for legroom. My wife and I do that because a lot of times we have little Molly Tenjis with us, and she has to go under the seat in front of us. So we pay for the extra legroom, like the premium area of Alaska. And then you get free drinks, too. But I don't
smart decision.
I don't care that my seat doesn't. Well, those seats do recline, but I wouldn't pay for premium just so the seat could recline. That I don't need that. Maybe some people do. Maybe it's a long flight and they're going to be sleeping. Perhaps they would, but that's not a feature that I would pay extra for. They also are saying that they're going to have multiple economy areas. So they have economy, extended comfort, and standard economy. So this is what they're doing now. And this is kind of obnoxious, but you got to pay. Like, there are so many different seating options. Like, you know, when you go on Alaska and you book your flight, and because we fly Alaska a ton, and you then go pick your seats. Well, then, so you pay your fare for your flight, and then you go pick your seats, and then it's like, well, $35 extra to sit here. Oh, $22 extra to sit here, or no extra dollars to sit with, you know, the peasants. And we always upgrade to the premium. This one is now saying that even in economy on WestJet, you're going to have multiple different sections that one costs more than the other.
That's dumb.
So it's just, you know, they're doing this whole thing with premium seating, extra amenities, and leg room, but then you can get more affordable tickets or you can get the super dirt cheap tickets. And it's just, there's just a, I don't know. It's a lot.
Well, thankfully, WestJet is based out of Canada, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm hoping that no American company would want to do this. But God, everybody's saying, making a buck.
They're saying this. Yeah, this, it's all about money. And they're saying that if this works for WestJet, you better believe the other airlines will do it. So get ready to not recline your seat.
I mean, I already think there's too many designations. It used to just be economy, business, and first.
Yep.
Now there's seven economies, two businesses, and then like four firsts.
That's right. And premium.
Premiums in the, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's weird. I will say, though, first class is awesome. You know, one, if you've ever flown first class, and we don't fly first class a lot, but when you do, it's pretty sweet. I mean, those seats are great. They're huge.
Yeah.
Way more comfortable. Tons of leg room. They have to be extra nice to you.
In and out of security very quickly, too, because you get the first-class line.
You don't get the rude flight attendants. They're real nice. And then you get free drinks, and the food, you know, the food sucks, but it's better than what's back there.
Your relationship with Travel Rop when you have first class is just so much better.
Totally. I bet it is.
I don't know.
It doesn't mean enough to me to always pay for it. Plus, it's kind of expensive sometimes.
It is. We try to use points because the cost is stupid.
But sometimes you can get it for cheap because no one's in it.
Exactly.
And then they'll lower the price.
Although that is, man, fewer and farther between with those opportunities. I've noticed flights are just full, like, a lot of the time now.
Yeah, well, because there's fewer of them, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Like they're cutting flights.
Yep.
Bastards. All right, well, let's get out of here before Schulte breaks another set of headphones. It's 2-1, two men on in the top of the third. Jay's lead, one out. Hopefully Castillo can get out of it. We'll do a clock eater next. Power rank worst feelings.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Well, the Mariners have gone to their bullpen in the third inning. Gabe Spires in. They had to pull Castillo because he loaded the bases. So we'll just let Schulte marinate over there as there is only one out. It is 2-1 Jays, bases loaded in the third. Spire pitching to Varsho.
Yeah, big one right here. I mean, frankly, I'm more okay with a walk because you obviously want a double player and out here, but like you don't want this to get out of hand, right? God.
I was just reading about Keanu Reeves.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I love Keanu Reeves.
He is one of the...
Great dude.
Yeah, Hollywood stars that
yeah.
actually is a good person.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
That's what I've heard.
So he was... they did a feature on him in Variety, and he said when he was 20 and he first got to Hollywood, they wanted to change his name. It's kind of like the time when they told me I needed to shave my beard because I looked Middle Eastern.
What?
Yeah, that's true. That's a true story.
Whoever said that was off their rocker.
Well, that was... We had an agent at that time. And they were from Chicago, and they came to visit us, and Suk and I were dining with them. And they said, yeah, some of the feedback we've gotten is that... because we were on Comcast Sportsnet at the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You could see us.
You could, just like on YouTube now.
Yeah, some of the feedback we've gotten is you look maybe a little Middle Eastern. I think maybe you should shave your beard.
If that sounds
like,
so
why would
crazy.
That even? Who cares? What if I were?
Yeah, what does that matter?
Idiots. At any rate, Keanu Reeves, 20 years old. He says, quote, at 20, I drove in my car to Los Angeles. Got out of my car. My manager said, hey, we want to change your name. So then he says, you know, that's like a welcome to Hollywood moment. I remember I was walking on the beach and I was just like, my name? What if I changed my name? Well, my middle name is Charlie, so I was like, well, I could go by Chuck. And I grew up on a street called Spadina, so I went by Chuck Spadina.
Okay.
And then I was something Templeton, so then I became KC Reeves. I was credited as KC Reeves, the actor said on the New Heights podcast. And then I couldn't do it, so then I would be in auditions and they would go, Casey Reeves. And I wouldn't even answer. 6 months later, I was like, yeah, I'm not doing this.
That's
no,
great.
Oh boy, you got your walk.
Yep. That sucks.
Are they going to lose this series?
Dude, if they lose today, it's all momentum, all Toronto.
Yeah, they already have the momentum, but.
Well, really, really, though. Like, it's obvious that they've
really,
taken the lead.
Really, really momentum. Castillo. Your pitching's kind of letting you down here, Schulte.
Yeah.
I
don't know what the problem is. Are they leaving stuff in the zone?
Jays woke up.
Yeah, is every hitter on the Blue Jays is that good? Like, I'm struggling right now, man.
So what would you change your name to? You got middle name and the street you grew up on.
That would be one Thomas Norma, sir.
Thomas Norma?
Yeah, it sounds like a porn star, honestly.
Yeah, a little bit.
Which I kind of feel like that's the same equation for, hey, what's your porn star name? It's the middle name and the street you grew up on. Although, I have two middle names, so it could be Maurice Norma as well.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah?
Your middle name's Maurice?
I got Thomas and Maurice. Jordan,
dude, I love Maurice.
Thomas Maurice Schulte.
Maurice, that's a kick-ass name.
It's my grandpa's name.
I'd do Maurice, what'd you say the...
Thomas Maurice Schulte. And then Norma. Norma. Yeah.
Maurice Norma. That's
Mo
a pretty
Norma.
Cool name.
Mo Norma, bro.
Mo Norma.
I could do that.
I love that. I'd be Everett Overhill.
I love that. You sound like a writer.
That way I don't hear any applause for that.
Yeah.
You go by E. Overhill or
Everett
something?
I. Overhill. Everett J. Overhill.
Or be like E. Isaac Overhill. One of those. People that...
Well, I. Everett Ropp is a...
Exactly.
Is my judge name. when I moonlight as a judge.
Why do people do that to their first names? Shorten it to a letter and then use their middle name.
It's very regal.
Yes.
But I'm not sure.
Just always wondered that.
All right, well, we better take a break because Schultz is about to melt down again. Who's Ernie Clement?
Some infielder for the Blue Jays.
He hadn't done anything the whole series.
Oh, he's actually had a couple of doubles.
Has he?
So I'm actually nervous. Yeah, he's 1-for-1 tonight already. A little nervous when he goes up to the plate, apparently.
God. Still bases loaded, 3-1. Ernie Clement is up there with his little bat waggle.
Yeah, this doesn't feel good, Rob. This does not feel good. You can just feel.
Yeah, it doesn't, does it?
No, you can just feel this kind of slipping away. There's a strike. My God.
Got him.
Finally.
Clement sucks.
I mean, 3-1's better than 8-1.
Okay, I've got worse feelings here. We're going to start with wet socks. Next, here's Schultz.
Now, from the George McCoy and Warren Allen Sports Desk, a Sports Center update on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
First on the Fan, very busy night in the championship series in baseball. First, the Dodgers already getting a win over the Milwaukee Brewers in Game 3 back in Los Angeles. 3-1, the final RBIs for Mookie Betts and Tommy Edman in that one. Shohei Ohtani led it off with the triple, and obviously L.A. took it from there. Mizorowski did come in, though, for the Brewers. Pitched 5 innings with 9 strikeouts in relief, though did give up the 2 runs eventually that gave the Dodgers the win. Up in Seattle right now, not going well. Bases loaded, top of the third, 2 outs. Luis Castillo already out of the game. He gave up, yes, a 2-run home run. Again, Andrés Giménez takes the lead for Toronto. We'll see if Gabe Spire can get out of it. He already walked in a run and obviously trying to move to the bottom of the inning without any more damage. Now a 1-2 count. We'll see if he can get this final out to move on. And over in the NFL, the Steelers taking on the Cincinnati Bengals on the road. It was all Pittsburgh. Now 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. Cincinnati taking the lead 14-0. 2 touchdown passes from Joe Flacco, 1 to Jamar Hayes, Chase, and 1 to T. Higgins so far. And yes, it
struck
does,
him out!
Yeah!
Backdoor, let's go!
Spire struck him out. They are still down 3-1, though, going to the bottom of the third in Seattle. More sports scores and stories in 30 minutes. I'm Schultz from the George McCoy at Warren Allen Sports Desk. Hurt, missing work, insurance companies acting like jerks. Don't call your mom. Call George McCoy at warrenallen.com.
Recruiting with Andrew Nemec Thursday evenings at 7 after Isaac and Souk on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this? Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
3-1 Jays, bottom of three. Still in this. Got out of the bases loaded jam. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, we got a hit, though.
What?
We got a hit. Mariners can't go like 0 for freaking 20 tonight.
Yeah, got a hit, man.
They can't strike out.
Wake up!
No, it can't be one of those games where they're just like, well, we can't do anything on offense. Like,
You can't make Max Scherzer look like Cy Young. Oh, wait.
I mean, they made Shane Bieber look damn good last night, and he had given up a couple of runs in his first start, too. Well,
both of those guys are Cy Youngs.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, worst, power rank the worst feelings. Okay, I've got six here. We start with wet socks. That is a terrible feeling.
Oh, yeah.
If you've ever had wet socks.
Well, that's dangerous, too. You can't wear those for too long.
Why not?
Because you get, like, athlete's foot or fungus, or you can't keep your feet wet. You got to keep those little toesies dry.
Okay. So, wet socks, a barefoot dog doo-doo step. That's happened to me before.
Oh, me too. Like, in the grass or on the porch or whatever.
Yeah. Wait, your dog poops on the porch?
No, I'm just saying.
No.
Somebody else. Like, what?
Yeah, read that once.
I don't have a dog. So.
I think wet socks worse than barefoot dog doo-doo step, right? Or am I wrong?
I mean, you have to clean up the dog doo-doo.
Yeah.
So
you have to dry your feetsies.
Yeah, there's not poop involved.
Right. No feces.
Exactly.
Okay, let's add a mouthful of sand.
That's
brutal.
Yeah, but I feel like I can fix that with some water.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Very easy.
I think that's right. Let's add vomiting.
Well, vomiting sucks.
100%. But, you know, once you do it, it's over. Fine.
Yeah, unless you got food poisoning. But, yeah, it's
true. Quick. Okay. Then let's add the hard tongue bite. I had one of those today.
Oh, when you're eating and you bite your own tongue.
Yeah. The worst.
And it sticks around for days after.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to be feeling that even worse tomorrow. So sorry, Rob. That sucks.
Yeah, no, I felt it. Yeah, I was drinking... Or no, I was eating something this morning, and then I had a sip of my coffee. It's all hot. Getting in all that. Yeah, it's horrible.
Ooh, like a... Okay, almost along those lines. Like a burned roof of your mouth, too. Like if you eat, like, too hot of a slice of pizza.
That's rough.
Because that, yeah, ain't going away for 2 days.
And then what about an inside nostril pimple?
Oh, yeah.
Those are rough.
Those are.
So what's the worst there? What power rank the worst feelings? We got wet socks. Ooh, was he out? Oh, he was out. They picked him off.
Oh.
Your boy Rivas. What's he doing?
Can we not? We're just...
Can we not?
We're just going to give this up piece by piece by piece, aren't we? I think it was called safe, so hopefully it's not enough evidence. Ah, no.
Yeah, he's out, dude.
Okay.
His little fingers wouldn't stretch all the way to the bag. You put him down, he gets there.
You can't do that down two runs. You can't do it. You just walked.
Yeah, leadoff walk and he gets picked off.
Yeah,
that's trouble.
You can't make these mistakes, man. You're not going to win the series making those mistakes. All right, power ranking that?
Yeah, so we got wet socks, barefoot doo-doo step, a mouthful of sand, vomiting, the hard tongue bite, or the inside nostril pimple.
I got to go doo-doo on the foot number one.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Not for me.
Where's your number one?
Number one, I think I'm going to go with the vomit.
Okay.
I hate throwing up.
It sucks.
It's the worst. Why do we even do it? Well, I know why we do it.
Why?
It should be easier. The Lord did not make us... Well,
what?
You know what I mean. I mean, it should be... Whoever made us should have made it easier to eject food items. You know what I mean? Like maybe another side hole or something. Yeah, you know.
What? No, we already have enough.
I don't think we do.
I don't need it coming out my ear or anything, man.
It goes all the way up your... you taste it before it happens. Like that feeling before you're going to puke is the absolute worst. So I'm going to go that number one. Then I'm going to go the hard tongue bite.
That's a good number
followed two. Followed by... I think Mouthful of Sand is pretty underrated.
Yeah.
Wouldn't last that long.
I can fix that quickly.
Yeah.
So I'm not too concerned about that. It sucks, but it'll go away.
I'm going to go Barefoot Doo-Doo Step 3rd. Inside Nostril Pimple 4, Wet Socks 5, Mouthful of Sand 6.
All right.
That's what I got for you. And then watching Eugenio Suarez hit with runners in scoring position 7. Terrible feeling.
Can I put the Mariners on there right now? Terrible feeling.
Oh, come on, Schultzy. Let's keep it positive.
I'm trying.
Somebody said they just saw Luke Anderson on the TV.
That's awesome. Let's go. What up, Luke, of Happy Hour fame?
What up?
I saw Dave Matthews was at the game last night. Somebody put that on social.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, maybe his presence is not doing Seattle so well.
Is Eddie Vedder there? I know he's a Cubs fan, but...
I know, right?
He lives in Seattle, doesn't he? Thought he did.
I mean, yeah, I know he was there for, like, the Vedder Cup, but playoffs, I don't know.
All right, well, what are your rankings? Let's go. Come on, dude.
No, definitely...
Focus. You are ADHD, aren't you?
Oh, hella ADHD. Yeah, one would be the doo-doo on the foot.
Okay.
What did he burglar?
Vomiting sucks.
Yeah, vomiting sucks.
It's quicker. Like, you get rid of it. Like, you do it and you're done. So, I'm going to go biting your tongue second.
Okay.
That hurts. It sticks
around.
Yeah,
it's a tough one. Yep, it's a tough one. It's a tough L.
I'll go sand in the mouth, like, dead last.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah. And then, I guess after...
You got wet socks.
Okay.
Nostril pimple. And that's it.
Yeah, wet socks 3rd, wet nostril pimple 4th. You can pop that thing. Like, okay. you can get some relief. But.
Okay, next one. I have another one for you. You ready?
All right.
Power rank, what's worse? Reply all emails, overcomplicated check splitting, driving too slow in the fast lane, or the instant stander upper when the plane lands.
Well, put me down for number 1 in the fast lane. Like, I hate it when people just sit there.
Yeah, that's the worst, right?
What are you doing here in Oregon? Why do you do that so much?
Hey, we answered that question once on our show.
Oh, yeah?
Do you know why that is?
Why?
Because Oregon is one of the few states that, for the longest time, that was not the law. Drivers here were taught that it was not fast lane. It was not left lane is the fast lane.
That
like,
is one
like it is in other states.
Great.
It is now. But
we're stupid. We got there too late.
It's not that people are stupid. They were taught a different way.
I'm saying that we were
That's why. You asked why. That's why.
I'm saying that we're stupid because we were taught a different way in the first place. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that way.
No.
And it's not now. But yeah, move up. Yeah, that is by far the worst, is it not? Driving too slow in the fast lane? That's got
to
be the worst.
For almost everybody.
Okay, what's second worst? Reply all emails, overcomplicated check splitting, or the stander upper when they land. I don't care about the stander upper.
No.
I think that's stupid, but I'm going to put that 4th.
Yeah, I'll put that 4th.
I don't know why you're doing that, but maybe you got to stretch your legs. I don't know. Whatever.
It doesn't annoy me. I mean, you're not in my space. You're standing up. You're taking the space up above it. You're not next to me.
Number 2 for me is overcomplicated check splitting. That's absurd. Let's all be adults here. Split it or just one, you get the next one.
Yeah, somebody put their card down.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I like the roulette. I like playing card roulette. Y'all throw your cards in a hat and, you know, waiter or waitress chooses one. That's fun.
That is fun, but I got to tell you, dude, I am awful at that.
You owe for that?
Yes. I think I've lost the last 3. It makes me, you know, it's like when you're on a bad run at the blackjack table you've lost a couple sports bets in a row. You're like, I don't like any of these bets.
Lost out again. Yeah, I'll have to go overcomplicated check split. I think we got the same one on this one. Like, reply all emails suck.
Yes, dude.
But you can hit the delete button, I think, and then it'll go away.
That's right.
Yeah.
So maybe that's last. Maybe instant stander upper is second time.
No, because getting that reply all email and then seeing the first few, no, that's annoying. You're like, what the hell's happening?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Okay. All right, if you had to live in one state for the rest of your life and you could never leave, which state do you choose? That's our next clock eater. We'll do that next to wrap up the show. By the way, Andrew Nemec, I saw him out there. He's out there. He's alive. He is coming up in 18 minutes. We'll be right back. 105.1 The Fan. Hey, it's Rob sticking around for Window Nation, where right now they have a good deal through October where you can save from 30 to 50% off replacement windows at your home. So October is here, chilly air seeping into your house. If you have old, stuck, or cracked windows, it is time to eliminate all of those problems and those annoying drafts. Save you a bunch of money on your energy bills with top quality replacement windows from Window Nation. They have some of the best replacement windows you can buy. They can install in a day or less, and they all come with a lifetime warranty. So the more replacement windows you purchase, the more you save, from 30 to 50% off your entire project. There's no limit on how many you can buy, and you can make no payments for 2 years. So no interest, nothing down until 2027, so you have more money for the holidays. You can celebrate your newly upgraded home with two free tickets to a Thorns game if you're lucky as well. Window Nation is just that generous. So get started on your free estimate before October 31st to save big. 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. They will schedule a fast free estimate for you. Once they do, please tell them you heard it from Isaac here on The Fan. License number OR249065. Well, it's a bit like last night where every time I look up from the show, I look at the TV, the Blue Jays have scored again. So it is now 4-1, and Spire has been pulled. Somebody has texted in and they said, "Keep your head up, Schultzy. We're used to the choke jobs with local teams." Come on, people.
I mean, I appreciate that. I'm trying, but it's...
They're not choking.
This looks, like you just said, very similar to last night, though, man.
Yeah, it
pitchers
does.
Don't look great. Yeah. I haven't seen anything outside of that home run from Naylor that makes me excited about hitters tonight for the Mariners. Like, it's...
Look, they're not choking. It's just Blue Jays bats woke up. You got to give them some credit. Even if you lose this game, it's still 2-2. Big game tomorrow. You got to win tomorrow.
No kidding.
Got to win tomorrow.
It ain't over yet. It's just so frustrating to see pitchers still throwing things up in the zone. Like, what are we doing? We know where we need to throw it.
Yeah, Spire didn't look so hot.
No.
And Castillo didn't look so hot. And Kirby didn't look so hot.
And they all, well, not Kirby, but Castillo, Spire, Brash, who's coming in right now. They all had like 2-3 days off, man.
They're going to Brash in the fourth?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's where the Mariners are right
now. That's the cumulative effects there. Like, so who's pitching tomorrow? Miller?
Yeah, tomorrow it's going to be Miller with Brian Wu available out of the bullpen.
Okay, those two got to go. I mean, you got to get some innings out of...
Yeah, you do.
Because you got six more innings here. Well, five more innings.
Brian Wu is still a question mark, man. You don't know if he's going to be good yet.
The Woozer.
Hasn't pitched in, what, 3 weeks?
Oh, man. All right, so... if you could, the question was, if you had to live in one state for the rest of your life and you could never leave, which state do you choose? Now, to me, this is an easy answer. And I don't think it's going to be a popular one, but I think it's an easy answer. And it's clearly California.
Yeah.
Is it not? Because you have, it's so big, you have the beaches, you have the mountains,
yeah.
You have... a wide variety of things, different climates, Northern California, Southern California, cities, great golf. I mean, come on. Is there a state that rivals California?
Maybe something with all that that's a little less expensive. Because Cali is,
that's true.
What, top three? You know, Massachusetts,
well,
Hawaii, California. But more often than not, it's a lot harder to find cheap housing, cheap goods in California. Yeah, there are areas, you're right.
I'm trying to think of
dude,
wild pitch. What? Scores another one.
So hey, that's two mistakes now, by the way.
Cal Raleigh had no, yeah, that was a wild pitch. Cal Raleigh had no pass balls all season.
You know,
and he just had one the other night in the playoffs, and now there have been two more. See, that to me, well, that's a wild pitch, I guess. But
yeah, that's probably a wild pitch. I do wonder if there was some hometown scoring for Cal Raleigh during the regular season. If some of those wild pitches, like, that actually were pass balls, were just they gave him wild pitches to save Cal stats. I don't know. Because yeah, this has happened a lot in the playoffs, and that's what I'm saying, man. It's like you're down 3-4 runs now. You're still making mistakes. You're leaving balls up. No, those teams don't go to the World Series, man. They just don't. Okay, thank God.
Okay, they got it. Can of corns. Vlad Guerrero's terrible.
Can we score?
All right, 5-1. Here we go. Bottom of the four. Let's go. Matt did it again.
You looked up and they scored again.
Yeah, but I said let's go again.
Let's go.
I'm just going to stop fighting that. Hawaii would be good, but again, very expensive.
I've heard that it's actually not great to live there.
Why?
And especially moving there from the mainland, because the jobs are very limited. The social circles are very limited. If you're single, it sucks, because the dating pool, extremely limited.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I could buy it. Yeah. There's better places. You're landlocked, for sure.
Exactly.
And it's expensive. What about, if we're looking at small, or if we're looking at cheaper, I mean...
Texas has coast.
I think Florida.
Yeah.
There's certain places in Florida. No income tax.
Yeah, no state income tax. Yeah.
That's certain places you could live to, you know, stretch your dollar.
That's why Washington, for me, would be one. No state income tax.
Dude, Washington and Oregon would be... Okay, here's the next question.
Yeah.
If you had to live in either Washington or Oregon for the rest of your life, which do you choose? And you could not leave.
Could I go visit the other state?
Like, no,
I
can't you ever... cannot leave.
Well, I...
It's got to be Washington, doesn't it?
I mean, I love my Mariners. People can come visit me. Like, I can't
leave. I think it's Washington. Washington has a little bit more to... I mean, they're both awesome. But Washington has a little bit more to offer.
Yes.
In totality.
Yeah, there's...
San Juan's count, too, and that's amazing.
They do. Yeah, see, that's the, there's a lot of those beautiful islands. Yeah, that's where I'd be.
Yeah. Okay. Least expensive state... that you would want to live in. Like, you really... See, I think I could live... Well... I think I could give New Mexico a try.
No. I've been there. It sucks. No.
I know it sucks, but I'm... Listen, again, I'm trying to stretch my monies. See, I just want to be further south because I like warm weather.
Well, I think Texas is a spot for stretching your money because A, no income tax, B, housing is still a lot cheaper there.
Certain places, yeah.
But
certain places suck.
I know. Well, that's the thing. I hate big bugs. I don't like flooding.
What
like,
about... No.
What is Louisiana cheaper at all?
Yeah, dude. It's one of the worst states in the union.
Well, there you go. Cheap. Stretch your dollar out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I could live there.
Maine?
Georgia? Maine, never been.
And it's beautiful on the coast if you go...
A little too cold for me.
Yeah,
I like to stay south.
Uh-huh. I don't know, the middle of the country just doesn't sound that fun to me. And that's where it's cheap.
I'm going through all the states and none of that sounds...
The Carolinas. You know what?
Ooh,
North or
go.
South Carolina.
There you
That
go.
Would be one to look at.
North Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, that's one... Actually, no, I've been to a wedding in South Carolina. North Carolina is one state I've never been to.
Okay.
And I've been to most states. I've never been to North Carolina. I really want to go there. I want to
Looks
go to,
beautiful.
What's the golf? It's Pinehurst.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That makes sense. Right? I thought so.
Yeah,
Pinehurst sounds right.
Ugh. They said giving up Bandon Dunes if you choose Washington over Oregon.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes.
I'm
there's
okay
good golf
with that.
In Washington, too. I love Bandon. I mean, Bandon's incredible. But, you know, there's good golf in Washington, too.
All over the place. I mean, they got so many casinos there. There's, like, I think there's golf courses attached to half of them. So I think there's more golf in Washington than there is here, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm not sure.
And you got Spokane. Can't live without Spokane.
I do love me some Spokane.
Do you?
Yeah.
I was joking.
My wife's boss lives in Spokane. I haven't been there since, I went to a Washington State-Oregon game, 15 years ago. It's been a while.
Somebody called New Mexico an S-pit.
Well, I agree with you.
It's
1,000%.
It's not that bad.
I've
been to Albuquerque. It was fine.
Maybe I just needed to stay in Albuquerque because I was just in the northern part of New Mexico where nothing's going on and it just looks... Like, you'll be murdered if you drive down the wrong street.
Well, a lot of Richies are, a lot of... isn't that where old What's-His-Nuts died? And then the other What's-His-Nuts died there? Well, the Richies are setting up shop there.
I know that Jeffrey Epstein had a big plot of land in New Mexico. I don't know about who else was rich and died.
No, it was Gene Hackman died there.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes. He lived in New
Mexico.
Yeah.
And then Val Kilmer died there.
Oh, I forgot that he died in New Mexico.
Yeah, you know, it's...
I love me some Val Kilmer, man.
Las Cruces could be nice.
My sister-in-laws live there right now.
Okay, see? There you go.
Yeah.
Things are looking up. All right, we got to run. Thanks to Dan Lanning for coming on today. We've got Andrew Nemec coming up next, and Joey Harrington will be a part of our show tomorrow. Go Mariners! Right, Schultzy? Come on. We need
Go
all
Mariners,
the positivity
baby.
We can get.
It ain't over yet.
We'll be back tomorrow, 3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold. Listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.